Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
The biggest questions heading into week 14, next on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Welcome to FFT in 5. I'm Chris Towers here with Dave Richard to answer some of the biggest questions with the fantasy football playoffs looming. And we'll start with one key running back question. Well, not a key running back question, so I think the answer is going to probably be pretty running back heavy, but who are the top lottery tickets for the playoffs as you're looking ahead? You know, obviously week 14, we've got a bunch of teams on buys. You might need some help, but let's say you don't need that. Who are the guys who you want absolutely on your bench to make sure that if something happens, they're going to be on your team helping you win a championship?
I would like Austin Eckler. Let's put him on my bench and make sure
that'd be a pretty good one.
Available. That'd be good. Oh, you mean players who might be available on your waiver?
Yeah, yeah. I think that might be more helpful.
Sure. So we dug deep into James Cook on Tuesday's FFT. I think if he's still somewhere out there in your waiver wire, or if your waivers run on Wednesday into Thursday, I think making him a priority makes sense. He might be able to help you now. He had just as much playing time as Devin Singletary, if not one snap fewer, in week number 13. And he seems to be more of an explosive running back, and they've kind of managed his work. So he should have fresh legs. Three other running backs to keep in mind: Jordan Mason with San Francisco, yep, backing up Christian McCaffrey. Would make sense if he continued to see work in that old Elijah Mitchell role. I say old Elijah Mitchell role. It was really like two games where he had that role, but they like to use multiple running backs. Absolutely. Looks like he's the guy that's up there. And Chris, you and I have been on Jordan Mason for a long, long time. Chuba Hubbard, who might end up being a decent option this week if something's wrong with Deontay Foreman. He could get some extensive playing time as the season rolls on, especially if Foreman continues to pick up injuries. Joshua Kelly makes a lot of sense, especially if you've got Austin Eckler. And I want to give you a wide receiver as well. And he was added at the beginning of the year and then dropped probably around October. And he's out there in a lot of our leagues, Chris, and I'm going to pick him up and stash him. Jahan Dotson with the Commanders.
Sure.
Didn't do anything for the first three quarters against the Giants in their tie in week 13. But toward the end of the game, he started to get involved, had a great touchdown, showed that speed. Commanders need to be reminded of that. And as much as they want to be a team that runs the ball and plays great defense, eventually they're going to need a game where they can win throwing the ball. And McLaurin's going to do his thing, but I think Dotson's going to be the number two target there.
Yeah, I think, you know, when I think about this kind of question, I often, you know, I think it's mostly running back related. And I think of guys who, like Samaje Perine, if something happens to the guy in front of them, they're going to be must-start guys. I would look at Joshua Kelly. I think Zamir White would be in that conversation. I think even we'll see if Mark Ingram's knee is healthy, but we saw last season he had a couple of opportunities if Alvin Kamara misses time. And Deion Jackson, you know, what we've seen in Indy, obviously, he can be a big part of that passing game. So those are kind of the kind of guys where if you're trying to figure out whether you should be, you know, keeping someone like Kenyon Drake on your bench, like I think Kenyon Drake can be useful, but there's probably not a ton of upside there. I would rather be aiming for the upside of, you know, the Zamir White, Joshua Kelly types, like we mentioned. Let's move on to some of the other questions. And I think one of the big ones is just, can I trust both Buccaneers running backs in a fantasy football playoff matchup?
Well, you're asking me when you're asking if you can trust them. Can you said, can I trust them? Can fantasy managers trust them? That's a great question. I was disappointed to see Leonard Fournette play 60% of the snaps last week. And I think that Rashad White really bailed out fantasy managers with that late touchdown. I think this doesn't even feel good to say because Fournette doesn't look good, but I think Fournette's the right answer. White's the fun answer.
Yeah.
And so I don't blame people for kind of leaning a little bit toward White. And I know that Jamie and Heath do. And I want to, but if Fournette's going to play more and he's going to have more opportunities to play near the goal line and they're both going to get a lot of catches, then I feel like Fournette's the right answer. I don't love it, but it's kind of where I've landed after watching
Definitely, he's the boring answer, but sometimes the boring answer is the right one, unfortunately, especially in a situation where it's not like Rashad White has been incredible. this season. You know, he's really had the one good game. And other than that, he hasn't really been, I think, all that much more impressive than Leonard Fournette. And let's move on to one more really questionable backfield. We thought we had an answer for Miami's backfield. And then week 13, all of a sudden, Jeff Wilson gets one carry and two targets. What's going on there? Can you trust either Jeff Wilson or Raheem Mostert moving forward? This is a great offense, but I don't know how I feel about them.
I still want to trust Wilson more than Mostert, but I fear that they are going to split reps, and we'll get an idea of what that split will look like this week against the Chargers. I think they knew going into the game against the 49ers they weren't going to be able to run the football very much, and they knew that the offensive line wouldn't give them much of a push. Should be a full 180 from that this week against L.A. I almost wonder if they purposely didn't give Wilson work just so that he would be well-rested for the game this week against the Chargers, and that's a game the Dolphins need to win. So I'm going to lean toward Wilson over Mostert. Wouldn't surprise me if it was really like a 12-10 split in terms of load. But Wilson, let's face it, those first three games with the Dolphins, they were pretty good.
Yeah, no, that was I thought I have got Jeff Wilson in a few leagues. I thought, man, I'm looking good. I got a solid RB2 for the rest of the way, which was how I felt about the leagues where I had Raheem Mostert before the trade deadline. So it's been a frustrating situation over the last five or so weeks with the way that seesawed. So hopefully we get some answers this week, and we'll have some more answers to some of your big week 14 questions tomorrow on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Make sure you listen to full episodes of Fantasy Football Today, and we'll see you next time.
Docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean in a woman named Sylvie.
She's the can model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.